MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Paul Mann, CEO of ASP Isotopes. Paul, good to chat again. You listed your inward listing on the JSE on Wednesday, of course, primary listing on the NASDAQ. A quick first two questions. As I understand, no capital raise. This was just the inward listing. And we chatted about this back in, about June, mid-year. And it is local share one for one with the NASDAQ share. So they should largely trade in sync as liquidity picks up.
Yes, that's correct. We don't really need any capital right now. We've got a very strong balance sheet, and so we didn't raise any money. But obviously, we are in the process of merging with Renergen, and so when that merger concludes, we'd expect about 15% of our float to be on the SFAFC and on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
You mentioned the capital. You've been doing capital raises. June was about 50 million, July about 60 million. I mean, obviously, in your sort of, I'm going to say quasi startup, and we'll go into some more details around that. You're going to need capital at point, and seemingly you're finding it easy enough to raise capital as and when you're required from the market.
Look, we're in an interesting area of the marketplace. I mean, the world is desperate, or certainly. Countries like the United States and Europe are desperate for companies like ourselves to be sourcing critical materials for them. And, you know, there's geopolitical tensions of, security of supply of critical materials has never been more important. And so, you know, there's a lot of interest from investors in what we're doing. And I think, you know, we've seen a lot of good response from both customers as well as investors. And we've had two very large investors. One turned up in June and one turned up in July and said, look, we'd like to own a lot more of your equity than we currently do. Can we invest directly? So it was a pretty easy conversation.
Absolutely. Let's quickly touch on the Renergen deal. It is 0.09196 ISO ASP isotope shares per Renergen. What's still outstanding there? A lot of the processes have gone through. The ideal timeline was September, end of September. Those sometimes slip. What's still outstanding on that deal?
No, I think we're still on track for that closing date.
Okay.
So we've had a competition committee. They've approved it. We've had almost all the sign-offs now. We're just waiting, I think, for the XCOM. So that we hope that comes through fairly soon, and then I think we're good to go.
Okay, we'll keep an eye. Obviously, final dates, etc., will come through on SENSE as they are confirmed. Turning to your broader business, we chatted. You're working in a couple of spaces, but I mean, to your earlier point, I mean, you know, clean power, which nuclear is hugely important. There's also other aspects of it. There's PET, there's medical, there's a lot happening. You had statements out earlier in the year around a commercial production of, for example, the Silicon 28 that you were working through. You'd hope to have some sales going through to the first customers in August. Has that proceeded? Have you managed to get sales and get commercial production happening?
Yeah, I can't give any financial forecast because we haven't given that. We did state last week that we shipped our first. This week we stated that we've shipped our first samples of enriched silicon to a customer in the US. So we're broadly on track. You know, sometimes things slip by a day or a week or two. I think our carbon 12 has been slipped by about 10 days. We had an environmental. We have annual environmental inspections and what have you, and that took a few days longer than it would normally take. So anyway, they're back up and running again. They probably lost 10 days during August, which was tedious, but they're going again fine now. And then I believe the ytterbium's in the final throes right now, so things are good.
Okay, and I imagine you're the pro at saying that. As I was looking at that ytterbium and wondering how I pronounce it. I said up front that you're sort of quasi-startup. If we look bigger picture, and I say quasi-startup because you've got technology and you're bringing it to sort of proof of life in a sense, but you're not in the early stages. I mean, as you say, you're coming to final stages, you're shipping, can't give some details because of a regulatory environment, but you are sort of more maybe late-stage startup in that you have product and you have customers and some of it is going to market.
Well listen, as a company, we've only been going 4 years from when we started the company. I mean, it's almost 4 years actually to the day or to the month. So, we're a really young company, but you've got to remember we acquired technologies and scientists and and some assets that were essentially going 20 years. So, there's 20 years of research and development before we got our hands on them. So, we're a startup. So I say quasi startup is a good phrase for us actually. And we had a good head start. We had,
And it is an important point, and I want to quickly touch on the power angle. We understand the demand for power, and it is AI, it is data centers, etc., etc. Renewable is certainly on the table, but nuclear is kind of been coming back. And I'm a child of the 80s, and I remember the protests against nuclear power. But it is our green power, and it is frankly the green baseload renewable energy that the planet needs for the future.
No, I totally agree. I mean, listen, I'm also a child of the 80s, so I remember the protests and what have you as well. But let me listen, the world needs more nuclear power. Well, the world needs more power in general. And nuclear, as you just mentioned, is likely or probably the greenest of all the options available. And so, certainly for baseload power anyway. So, I mean, I think the world has woken up and realized that modern reactors are a lot safer and they're more reliable than the reactors of yesteryear. They're also a lot cheaper. The SMRs should be substantially cheaper on a levelized cost basis. And so, it likely is a large component of the power we need in the future. But I mean, the world just needs a lot more power, and they're going to struggle to find it. Let's just say that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Microsoft is reopening, well, taking the deal in the Three Mile Island, one of those. And I mean, we all think Three Mile Island, we think Fukushima, we think Chernobyl. But frankly, those are the three big nuclear disasters over, I don't know, the lifeline of it. We'll leave it there. Paul Mann, CEO, ASP Isotopes, appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.